Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Have you ever heard a neighbor or friend say, "De colores"? In a Curcio weekend, you would hear the term often. It means in colors and is a metaphor for living in grace. For that reason, Curcio participants greet each other with this colorful Spanish phrase. I'd say it's the Christian equivalent of namaste. Where'd it come from? A story from the early days of the Curcio movement in Spain tells of an occasion where a group of men were returning from a Curcio weekend when their bus broke down. They began to sing De Colores, a traditional folk song. The use of the song in Curcio took hold and has held up as the movement has spread outside the Spanish-speaking world and to other denominations all around the world. Now, whether or not you're intrigued by a group of men singing on a broken-down bus, let me tell you more about it. Because Curcio has made a huge impact on my life and faith. Likewise for many on the North Coast and around the globe. The Curcio movement began in Mallorca, Spain in the 1940s by a man named Eduardo Bonin and many lay collaborators. Early Curcios were held in Spanish. In the late 1950s, it spread to the United States. In 1961, the first English-speaking Curcio took place in Texas. Curcios de Cristianidad means short courses in Christianity. How short? Takes place in 3 days, usually a weekend. The original participants were all men. Why? Mostly because men were not attending Mass or going to church. Getting them together for a weekend retreat to experience the reality of divine love in the form of Christian community seemed like a good idea in 1944. It still is. Today, it's a worldwide movement with centers in nearly all South and Central American countries, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, and several African countries. The Curcio idea of weekend retreat is also used by the United Methodist Church's Walk to Emmaus and various interdenominational communities, sometimes called Tres Días. Analogous retreats with all kinds of names and locations have grown up around the world. What happens on a Curcio weekend? Some have accused the movement of being secretive. Really, it's pretty down to earth. There are meals, talks, singing, lots of laughter, perhaps some crying. Humble Redwoods Curcio is special because we get to have Christians of all stripes, from Catholics to Baptists, from Faith Center to Methodists, Presbyterians, everything in between. It's also co-ed. The likely date for the next Curcio weekend in Humboldt will be June 2022. How might I participate, you ask? You need to find a sponsor. Don't know anyone? You can call any of the local Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian churches and ask them for information about Curcio. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment. De Colores.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.